God bless you, Namibia. I am so excited to share with you today because I believe when we open the Word of God and share with one another in whichever way, we're not just, you know, you listening to us and we're doing all the talking, but the beauty of it is we are being ministered to as well. And we are continuing, as we have started yesterday, on the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. And this morning I would like to speak with you on the Holy Spirit leads us to hear. And I would like to read from the Word of God out of Isaiah 50, verse 4 and 5. And this is what it says so beautifully. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. And you know what, child of God? This is so amazing because verse 5 says, the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. And this is what I would like to just share with you this morning. The Holy Spirit of God is talking to us all the time. But the question is, do we listen or do we make time to hear? And the writer is saying this morning so beautifully, the Lord has opened my ear and I was not rebellious. I was not rebellious and I did not turn away. I am ordering you today under the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. I'm calling your hearing and your sense of speech. I'm calling it into the obedience of the Holy Spirit of God. Because if there is a time that we would ever be living in, that we need to hear the voice of God, to open our ears, it is a time like this. Because there is so much that is thrown at us for us to listen to. If it is not the computer, it is the television. If it's not that, it's the radio. If it's not that, it is a preacher that has been visiting our nation from international arenas. There's so much that we can hear in the physical, but do we really hear in the spirit realm? Do we pay attention or do we become rebellious sometime or hard of hearing? I am believing by faith this morning that your ear, your spiritual ear, has been opened to what the Word of God wants to say to you in any form, in any way. Child of God, the Holy Spirit of God, number one, leads us to hear the Word of God in our minds. And that is why it's so important to read the Word of God for ourselves, so that, as the Word of God says in Corinthians, so that the Holy Spirit can engrave the Word of God on the tablets of our hearts. It is similar to that of flying a plane in the dark or in misty weather, where you only have to now depend on the radar system. And that is how the Holy Spirit of God is in our lives. He becomes the radar system that when we cannot see properly, when we become weary and we can't discern so clearly, then the Holy Spirit of God taps into our spirit man and he becomes the radar and guides us at the most impossible times of our lives. The Holy Spirit of God renew our minds. It refreshes us on a daily basis because the Word of God also says that we should be attentive to the Word of God. We should really make an effort to hear. Otherwise, our ears spiritually will just be closed. The Holy Spirit of God illuminates the Word of God in our minds so that when we come in situations when we are really challenged, that word comes up in our spirit, man. We quote it and we get the better over the devil. Number two, the Holy Spirit of God leads us to hear the voice of God in our hearts. You know what, children of God, the more we read and we study the Word of God for ourselves, we fill our hearts with the ability to discern the Word of God very easily. And you know what I also wanted to say to you? The Holy Spirit of God leads us to hear and to sense the prompting of the Holy Spirit in our spirit. You know, those experiences that we have where we just know that we heard God because we are so tuned into Him spiritually. That is what I'm talking about. That still, small voice that cannot be erased by anything and anybody. That is the ability to hear the beautiful, sweet voice of the Holy Spirit with our spiritual ear. God bless you. Amen.